You know, if you're around long enough, you get to see people through their career in work, on to, you know, helping out various charities and so on. And one of them is Eva Reddy, and I've known her for, I don't know how many, long, long time, because she used to work for a little police department. I don't want to tell you which one it is, but Eva, do you remember that, all those years with Durham Regional Police?
All those years, absolutely. Yeah, they were great.
Yeah. Why couldn't you be the one that ever pulled me over? And you'd say, yeah, I'm going to give you everything I got, TJ.
I'd give you a little break. Don't worry.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, listen. Now, after your career as a police officer, you jumped on to say, you know what, I'm going to help because we need residents in Durham Region, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, my mom spent her last few months at hospice up in Sault Ste. Marie, and we were just blown away by that experience. It was just really beautiful way to help somebody move on to their next life, I suppose. And that's when I learned we don't have any hospices in Durham Region. So yeah, I came on board with the VON Community Corporation Board, and we're raising money to build our hospices here.
So explain, for those that don't know what we're talking about, what's the difference between that and maybe being in hospice or palliative care in one of our hospitals?
A residential hospice, or hospice residence as we're now calling them, is basically your home away from home. Care and attention that you want to get at home, but perhaps your condition doesn't allow you to stay at home. We're building a home so that you can spend time there. Your family, friends can visit anytime. If you have a pet, the pet can come in with you. And it's just a higher level of care than you can get at home, but with all the comforts of home.
100%. And we've got three different locations, right? One in Port Perry, one in Whitby, and one in Clarington, right?
Yeah, and Oak Ridges Hospice in Port Perry will be opening to its first resident within the next few weeks, I believe. Whitby, I'm so happy to say we will be starting construction by at least late summer this year. And Clarington will be far behind us.
Yeah, and the Whitby one is kind of in behind that plaza series and all that kind of stuff up in that. And you know, I think the coolest thing is there's a soccer field there. And you know, I know in the discussions and the meetings, what would that be to be in, you know, hospice with mom or grandma or whatever and hearing kids playing soccer and dogs barking and so on outside the window? Wouldn't that be so cool?
Absolutely. You know, living your best life until the very end, then that means hearing life around you as well.
Yep, 100%. Yep. Fantastic. So now I know you guys have been working on this, Donna and Tanya and Joyce and Judy, and there's been like, it's a small group of like, what, eight members, six females and two guys, right?
Pretty much, but small group of, I guess, in our foundation, but tremendous support from our community. We've been really, really pleased, you know, with the growing support, actually, as people become aware of what this is all about and recognizing the need that we're all going to experience death in some way in our families or among our friends, and what better gift to give each other.
We're talking to Eva Reddy, a hospice Durham Region and so on. And so now there's an official proclamation happening this coming on the 29th, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So last year we had our first official Durham Region Hospice Awareness Day on January 29th. Regional Chair John Henry proclaimed it for us last year. And this year, all of our municipalities are also supporting it and making their own proclamations.
100%. How good is that? And when are we going to open the other two then, Whitby and do we know Whitby and Clarington?
I believe Whitby, we are aiming for an opening date of fall of 2022. And Clarington, I think, will be around the same time.
Excellent. And people can follow along because you can look it up on Twitter and you can look it up on Facebook and so on. I think this is going to be a great day when these things happen, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Eva.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you for your support.
Eva Reddy from Durham Region Residential Hospice.